Welcome to the SoberCube podcast.
Good morning. My name is Rhonda. I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is the 1st of May 2001. My home group is Blaxland Primary Purpose, Sunday evening at 5:30 on Zoom or welcome. I've been asked to share today on a step 9 question: how do I make amends to my family? Well, it's an ongoing amends, really, you know. So as I said, my sobriety date is the 1st of May 2001, and I started drinking when I was 22 years of age and pregnant with my first child. All I ever wanted to be was a mum, a wife, and a good mum, and I had everything I wanted. On the outside, I had a home and lived overseas for 2 years. I didn't have to work. Everything just seemed to be okay. And suddenly I found myself there and thinking, what am I doing here? It's not what I wanted. It's just didn't seem right. So I started to drink, and I didn't start to drink alcoholically right from the word go, but I loved the effect of the alcohol. As soon as I put it into my system, I thought, wow, this is just great. I hated the taste. Anyway, I went on and I stayed in that marriage, had another child, and by my mid-30s, I was drinking warm wine out of a teacup. I wasn't attending the school functions with my children. In actual fact, I resented my kids because they seemed to get in the way. I couldn't wait for them either to go to school. They were always the first ones at school. And then I couldn't wait to feed them and get them off to bed so I could drink. In actual fact, I used to go to bed when they did, and then I'd get up and drink in the night, and then get up and then the next day and do it all again. So fast forward, I walked out of that marriage when my daughter was 16 years of age. It was actually on her 16th birthday. Now, that started off a series of 2 or 3 years of degradation and of not being the woman I wanted to be, you know. So I said, I'd been in that marriage. My first ever boyfriend from 14 years of age, and I was 42. And then I hooked up with some other poor suspecting soul and married him in 1995. And so there's a long period of reconstruction our book talks about. There's actually a whole section on the family afterward. So for me, it's a living amends. I wasn't available. It wasn't enough to just say sorry and sit down there. It's not about being sorry. It's about being the woman and the mother I'm supposed to be. So all I can do is on a daily basis is to front up and show up. Sure, I made that formal amends, but this is an ongoing thing, you know, and just be present and available. That's what I wasn't. And so for me, it had to start with recognizing that I was an alcoholic and accepting that and going through the process of the 12 steps and discovering things about me, uncovering, discovering and discarding. And that's what I did, the things that are objectionable. And now, nearly, you know, over 19 years later, I have 10 grandchildren and I'm available and present. And they know my story. My kids lived through my drunkenness sober, and I was drunk. But I do the best I can on a daily basis. I front up and I show up, and I'm kind and I'm loving and I'm reliable and I'm a decent human being, and I'm becoming the woman that God wanted me to be. I'm powerless over alcohol. My life is unmanageable by me. And that's why I know, and I've learned through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, that I don't have the power to do this on my own. So I trust God and clean house and help others. And day by day, my life has gotten better.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberCube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.